Anyway, poor Sarah.
Safe to say, then you're probably ready for a game after grind of the past month.
You know what? We're tired of hitting each other. Tired of going against our own offense. We're excited about playing somebody new. This is a good opponent, so we're excited for this game.
You have familiarity with Southern Illinois from your time at Weber?
Just one time. You know, Nick Hill was the head coach there at that point. I have tons of respect for him. I think he's a great play caller. I think he does a phenomenal job with his program. I thought they were tough then. They showed the same toughness and tenacity last year on film. And he's had a lot of really good teams there. So they've got our full attention for sure.
How did Tanner Wall basically win the starting free safety spot?
Consistency. I like the whole group, but Tanner's been super consistent. He shows up every day, had a great summer, and he's graded out well. So I'm excited to watch him play.
How close is Ephraim Asiata to being ready to play or contribute early on?
Well, Ephraim's going to contribute, and he's going to be a great player in this program for a long time. And this goes for a lot of the freshmen. You're going to see those guys playing. And how much they play is going to be dependent upon how fast they pick up just the speed and physicality of the, you know, the P4 game. But we got a lot of young guys that I see their progression coming along, and you'll see more and more of them as they get older in the program.
On that safety depth chart, you got a lot of experience at strong safety and then very little outside of Tanner Wall, free safety. Will they be interchangeable or...
They are. I mean, I feel comfortable. I've said this before, we've got six guys that have started games in that room. We got three really talented freshmen to join to them. Really, there's probably 10 guys that we could play and win with. But, we'll see how they play and how they continue to earn more reps in the games to come.
The Salukis aren't naming a quarterback kind of like you guys are. Does that help or hurt you guys at all?
It doesn't really matter. I think we have a good idea of the scheme that they'll play. We've studied both quarterbacks and the reps that they've had either at Southern Illinois or the other programs that they've been at. So we've tried to study them and try to, you know, just identify what we think that they will do with those skill sets in their offense.
Stylistically, what do they look like to you?
Athletic. I think they both have good arms. I know what Nick Hill's played with at quarterback over the last 4 or 5 years, and they're competitive, tough guys that usually do a good job of taking care of the football, and we would expect nothing less from these guys.
How has Logan Latui evolved since his days at Weber and now being a factor that OB spot?
Well, I love coaching him. He was a great kid to recruit. He came in right away and showed promise in his days at Weber, and then the times he did play, I thought he played really good. And then when I get down to BYU, he's become exactly what we hoped he would be. He's physical, does things right, and he's another one I think will have a really good year this year.
It's kind of a deep cut question, but when school starts, are you expecting any players that didn't matriculate in for fall camp, like Tua Coy and Akuila, do you expect them to enroll?
We're still hoping for one right now, and I don't think it's fair to them yet who it is, but we're still hoping to get one at the start of school. Good. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.